Blog Talk Radio.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong, and that fits strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there.
Song to start back the new week here on a Sunday. Hope you've had a great weekend and got some relaxation, whatever you do, that really helps you get set for the new week. Got a lot of great shows lined up for you all week coming up here on the show right through Thursday. And tonight is no exception. We're going to have we're going to be going here for the next about 4.5 hours at least. And we'll be finishing tonight's programming with the Divine Medium and that Christina K. Watts, who died and went to the other side and met Jesus and came back and now truly has a connection to the other side. That show will start tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 Central, 6 Pacific, here on Journey into the Light. But coming up now, we have a returning guest who is much loved here on this show from Canada, and that's psychic medium Kendra Walbaum. And she's going to be taking your phone calls for psychic readings. You're definitely going to love connecting with Kendra. And the number to call in to the show is 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. A chat room is also open. You can go in there, say hello, let me know your area code. A lot of times we'll bring the chat room people up a little earlier on the phone calls. We'd love to have people participate. And a lot of great things. And lastly, but not leastly, don't forget about our homeless mission. A link is on the show page. Love in Action went out this weekend and reconnected with a lot of the folks that we are helping. And Burles and Charles and Rory, and have posted their pictures up there on Facebook here over the weekend and today. And so we'll talk about that more as we go on into the hours. But, you know, this is what spirituality is, folks, at least for me. It's about love and loving our brothers and sisters and helping them out. In our ways and ways of helping. So anyway, the link is there to click on, make a donation, and I better get my phone away from my away from my computer screen, because it is, whenever I get a message and it dings, it automatically kicks off about 3 or 4 callers. And I do, and my apologies to you guys who just called back in. I don't know why that happens. What is the connection to that? See, now there, I had the phone away from my screen and no one lost their call. See? Right, Bonnie? Oh, that is... I'll have to think about that. Okay, let's go to the phone lines here, and let's bring back our guest here to this hour's program, Kendra Walbaum, to the show. Welcome back, Kendra. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm really great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Can you figure that out? Why is that?
I don't know. Some kind of crazy energetic thing that's not liking something. Maybe they don't like each other.
Yeah, no, it's like, not like the computer screen is the Blog Talk Network, so that shouldn't have any effect, but
that is, who knows?
Spooky. Yeah, probably the spirits around here. But,
well, no, and that's what I mean, too. Like, sometimes crazy things happen.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I first started doing this show and all this was new to me, I was super, super sensitive. And I swear on them, especially the mediumship shows where we just connected only with spirits from the other side, I would get taps on my back. I would,
yeah.
And I swear it was my kids. And I would turn around and look, and they were nowhere near me. And it wasn't them. And because, you know, I feel they're the people who are calling in, especially the mediumship, you know, their loved ones are here with me too, because they are like, press that line. Press that line, you know. And
pick me.
Exactly.
No, and I totally get that. It happens to me all the time, especially in the hospital. And I share an office with someone right now. And when she's not at work, I find it's way worse because I have less distractions and I'm way more aware. So I hear my name all the time. I feel people in the room with me when the door is shut. And so absolutely, I can totally understand it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Well, Kendra, what is the topic today?
Well, today I'm going to discuss rejection versus redirection.
Okay, that sounds great. So if you would tell the folks a little bit about yourself, and then if you want to segue into your topic, and then after that we'll go to callers.
Sure, sounds great.
Okay.
So for any of the new listeners out there who are just joining my show for the first time, my name is Kendra. I'm from Canada. I am a psychic medium. I do prefer intuitive reader. I do spiritual coaching. I do readings. I am very much known for my life path readings. I do read on all topics. I do workshops on personal and spiritual growth, personal mentoring. I'm a hands-on energy healer. You know, if anyone is ever up in Canada visiting and wants to pop in and have a session with me, feel free to do so. I am very active in, you know, all things energy. You can find me on Facebook at Surprise Your Spirit on my Facebook page. There are daily posts there, daily energy readings there for every morning to help you start your day and find out what to expect. I often do live Facebook video feeds, usually at least once a week. I try to do two, where we always have a topic. I answer questions about anything energy, anything spiritual. Maybe you've encountered something on your path along the way and are just curious about it and want to know what it is or how to deal with it. I've started offering online workshops. So I will be hosting an online workshop coming up here starting at the end of the month on crystals, and I will be offering another one on manifesting quite soon, and all the info will be posted on my Facebook page regarding that. You can find me at www.surpriseyourspirit.com. You can also find me on YouTube. I have a few videos up there on different topics and subjects. You can find me here with Michael every second Sunday for now. And I do have a radio show over on spiritual platforms Thursday evenings. So I'm a little bit everywhere. I'm pretty accessible. You can feel free to message me for appointments. All of my list of services are on my Facebook page. You may be seeking something that's not on there. Please private message me through my Facebook page of Surprise Your Spirit, and we can work something out if you can't find what you're looking for there. Or you can email me at Kendra@surpriseyourspirit.com. Now, I've been working with a lot of clients in coaching sessions, just with a lot of shifts and changes have been happening in a lot of people's personal lives, as well as, you know, the world around us. Things are changing, and they're changing fast, and some people don't deal well with change, or they fear it. But change is something that everyone needs to get used to, because in all honesty, change is our only constant guarantee. Change is the only guarantee we have in life. Something is changing all the time. It's guaranteed things will change. A lot of people say, well, why, you know, Kendra, why didn't I get this, or why didn't that work out, or all of those things. And they look at it from a very not feel good perspective or a negative perspective. And, you know, they straight away tune into the word rejection. Due to the way the universe responds when we're creating and manifesting things, entertaining that word rejection and allowing it to emanate the vibration, the energetic vibration that you've attached to that word, for having been programmed all these years, that it is a very not feel good energy, does not help you at all. I also try to tell people, you're not being rejected. Don't look at it that way. Look at it as being redirected. The universe can see that that path isn't for you at this time. There's something there that, you know, is going to harm you and is not for your highest good. It's not going to add to your life in a positive way for some reason. And then right away they say, well, I want to know what. No, you don't need to know what the harm was going to be or what was going to happen. You're not meant to know those things. What you have to do is learn to trust that the universe has your back. Learn to transform your fear into faith and know that you're being kept from something for your own good, for your own safety. And understand that you don't get rejected, you get redirected. Because even if what you've been chasing, I don't really like that term, but hoping for maybe is a better term, or working towards, didn't come to you in the time frame that you'd hoped, does not mean that it's not meant for you at all. It just means that it's not meant for you at this point in time, in which you've been redirected away from it. So either that thing isn't ready to enter your path because it's not energetically in alignment with your energy and it's not ready for you. So whether it's a person, place, or thing or situation, or possibly you need a little more molding and growing spiritually and energetically and personally, before you're ready to obtain it and the level of the vibration it requires. So there's two things. But either way, understanding that at this point in time where you've been redirected, it's not meant for you right now. So don't give up on the fact that, you know, it's something you desire. Keep moving forward in your life, taking the steps you need to every day and being honest with yourself. Because a lot of times people think they want things and there's a lot of ego attached. There's a lot of ego involved telling us we need to have this, we need to have that, but it's not really conducive to our heart. And if you are walking a spiritual path and you're doing some personal development and some personal growth, you're going to have to learn to disengage from ego and learn what sorts of things you have in your life and you've been hoping for that were based on a superficial level, which are lower vibrational. So, you know, when you let go of some of those things, you may be letting go of some of the things, some of the hopes and dreams that you thought you once had, but they're no longer fitting who you are, and that's okay because you're allowed to get some new ones who are going to add to your life in a better sense. Now, you may be keep being redirected from something also because Spirit's trying to show you that's not where you're supposed to be going. That's not for you. So you need to look at the signs around you. The universe talks to you through signs and symbols. You know, you don't have to read professionally like me or any of the others on this show to learn how to communicate with the universe. You all have your own language and you can learn for yourselves. And that's a really important part of stepping along into a spiritual path. And it's really important because it allows you to be guided by the universe and it allows you to fall into the ebb and flow of life. And it also allows you to really look at things from a perspective of being redirected as opposed to being rejected. And so my challenge for all of you is to challenge yourself and challenge your mind with that concept. from now on moving forward, when, you know, there's a blip in the road or you don't obtain something you thought you wanted, don't look at it as rejection. Please try to tell yourself, I'm just being redirected. It'll come to me later. Or there's something better that I'm not even aware of, you know, that's going to fulfill me in ways I never thought possible. And so that's my challenge for all of you. Just to look at that concept a little bit more deeply and allow it to help you on your path. Because once you can look at it in that, you know, way, you can have a little bit more peaceful existence and it doesn't seem so rocky along the road. And that's all that I have for you. So I'll pop back in with Michael and we'll probably start taking some callers.
Okay, thank you for that very much, Kendra. That was great and really enjoyed that. And yes, we will start taking callers now. So you guys call on in 347-884-8245 to speak to Kendra Wahlbaum. Once you call in, press the 1 on your phone so that you're in line to speak to Kendra. Press the 1 on your phone, very important. And we're going to go first then to area code 510. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Rachel, and I'm calling from California. And hello, Kendra.
Hi, Rachel. How are you today?
Your talk really hit home. It made complete sense for me. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Since this is my first time talking to you, this might be too general, but can you connect with anybody on the other side for me that might have a message, or would you like for me to be more specific?
Actually, I won't connect with deceased loved ones on the show.
Okay, then I do have a question.
And I just want you to know the only reason is that I tend to have a lot of electronic issues, and I'll probably get cut off.
Okay.
When I do that. So it was funny that Michael said that. So, yeah, but I will connect to your guide. So if you have a question of your personal self, I can definitely help with that.
Okay. My question is, I'd like to know if you see any romance for me this year.
Any romance this year, hey?
Let's see.
So I'm going to give you the brief rundown of what's coming through here. First and foremost, I don't believe it's this year. I believe it's in the spring. Okay? But some things need to take place before that happens. Now, I'm going to tell you what that is so that you can do what you please with this information.
Okay.
Having said that, I'm not positive that you won't meet the person before then. I just don't think you'll experience the romance before the spring. Does that make sense? So you may possibly meet them and develop a friendship prior to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically what they're wanting you to know is that the way you express appreciation and gratitude in relationships needs a little bit of work, okay? You're not vulnerable enough. The second thing they want you to know is that they're showing you a path in relationships, in romantic relationships, that's of a place with more light, and it's helping to build a path of more solid foundations when it comes to that sort of stuff. The next thing that comes up big is, I'm not sure what's gone on in old relationships, but there was a point in time where you had a relationship with someone that really took a chunk out of your spirit, and you haven't cleared out some of the energetic attachments that have been left over from that, and that's some of the work you need to do on yourself in order to allow space for this new one to enter, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like I said, the next thing coming in is that springtime thing. Okay, now there's two things coming up here. I'm actually aware of two options, okay? One is not going to be very straightforward to you. So I don't know if it's someone you could possibly overlook or is already in your life and are overlooking. And the other one is going to be someone who is very straightforward in his gestures. Now, either one is an okay choice for you. So there is no wrong choice, but I just want you to be aware that there isn't only one. And actually two, three, four, there's actually four others showing up. So I actually think what that might mean is that you might make a connection with four other fellas before you have to make a choice of two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing they need you to do is, I'm not sure what you do with life, but you feel a little bit chaotic. And in the fall time, you're really going to have to slow down and catch your breath in the material world. Does that make sense to you?
Not yet.
Okay, so there's basically how it's coming up is that in the fall time, you go through a transformation period.
Okay.
And so I'm feeling like now until fall time, things are going to start to shift and move. And you might feel a little chaotic. So if your life isn't that way right now, it's probably going to start here after the equinox, which is June 21st. And then you're going to need to remember to catch your breath, to just take a step back and let things flow. Does that make sense?
I'm getting work done around my house.
Oh,
my backyard is being landscaped and pavers are being sealed. So, you know, I'm juggling that right now.
Well, and you know what? Maybe that would be probably what it is. It just feels really chaotic around you. But it does look like in the fall time you see transformation. So if that makes sense to you, because the fall time looks more peaceful. So I think what they're trying to maybe tell you about that is that, you know, not to expect anything to bloom before then. So this may be a good indication when you start to meet or connect with some of the options that you'll be presented with in the springtime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Well, it's not that far away, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Do the work and the rewards will be great. Because I can tell you the energy of the male that comes through is very, very gentle, yet forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm writing everything down here.
Perfect.
So, yeah. Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Take care, Kendra. Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call. Take care. And before we go to our next caller, Kendra, tell the folks how people can reach you.
So you can reach me on Facebook at Surprise Your Spirit. You can reach me at www.surpriseyourspirit.com. On my website there is a place where you can just fill out the form and it'll send directly to my work email. There is also a place to click on my Facebook page where you can send me a direct email. You can solely email me at Kendra@surpriseyourspirit.com as well. You can check me out on YouTube at Surprise Your Spirit. So you can find me at all of those places and I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, very good. We all that linked up here on the show page, the website and Facebook here of Kendra's. So you can find that there. You can click on it right now while you're listening to the show. You won't lose the show. You go to a separate window. It's all the guest informations are always listed right on the show page. So a lot of people always ask me, well, how can I find the guest information? It's always on the show page. So I have to keep repeating it. Area code 646, I believe, New York. Can we get your first name?
Hi, it's Ivana.
Tivana.
Hello, Ivana.
Tivana.
Tivana with a T.
Tivana. Okay. Tivana.
How you doing? My question is...
Go ahead.
I'm gonna make a move. I live in New York and I wanna move to Atlanta. But I'm so scared to live with someone. I'm gonna live with my aunt and I never met her before. And could you just pick up anything like how it would be in the beginning?
With your aunt?
She's my father's sister. But I keep referring to her as aunt. She's like older.
That's okay. She's still your aunt.
My father's cousin. I'm sorry, my father's cousin.
But
she's
okay.
My cousin.
But
she's
okay.
Older, so.
That's okay. I mean, if that's how she resonates with you, that's fine. I just need her first name, please, Tivana.
Sherry.
Sharon?
Sherry.
Oh, Sherry. Okay. All right. Just let me have a peek here. Wow. It's a very, very good move. She's going to be supportive of you and some of the changes you've been trying to create. You're going to find a lot of – there's going to be a time of strength and kindness. There's going to be a give and take of strength and kindness with her. So she's going to be able to fuel those parts of you. It's showing me that you really struggle with self-confidence, Tivana. Is that true?
Yes. All my life, really. But it's like bad now. Like I don't even like taking pictures.
Yeah, I can see that. She's going to be very good for you in that way.
Really?
Yeah. So
wow.
The only thing that they want you to know is that she's going to be very truthful with you. You know? So you need to be willing to hear the truth, even the hard stuff. But with that, she can help you to grow to be that kind of person that you're seeking out. And have that confidence and that strength that you've really been looking for.
Wow. So, do you see like when I'm gonna leave? Cause I have no money. I'm on public assistance in New York.
I'll tell you when a possibility presents itself. Okay. When there's a possibility to do this. Yeah. It looks like in the winter time, so after December 21st.
Oh, that's far.
Well, I don't know. When does winter start in New York?
In October.
And
no, that's
well,
like the fall. Well, like, you know, like, November, yeah. Whoa.
Well, they're showing me snow, so that would be, I know in Canada, too, we get snow before the actual technical winter comes. So, but it is around the time that there's snow. I think some things need to fall into place in order to help you get there. So,
if I'm going to be with my mom until December, oh, my Lord.
Patience, my dear girl, patience.
That's scary. Because my mom had a lot to do with my confidence, the way it is. Well, all my life, but I guess when I was younger, I never really looked at it. So, when now I'm older and I'm going through my own personal difficulties,
right.
And she's adding to it. And
right.
She calls me fat. She calls me ugly.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think she means it, but she says it a lot.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you the two other things that they're giving me, because they're showing me wintertime. So, but here's the other thing. The numbers 2, 7, and 9 appear. So 2 could be 2 months from now, okay, which would be August. 7 is the month of July, and 9 is the month of September. So I feel like there are opportunities for you to go before winter, but you would have to really have a big leap of faith to hop on those opportunities and just do it and trust that the universe is going to have your back.
Yeah, and I do trust it, but I just, like, it's like I won't go. Like, I trust it. I have all the faith in the world that the universe is working with me, because to live with my mother, like, I know that got to be God, because I don't know how I get through the day. So,
well,
oh, man.
There
like,
you
I,
go.
I have so much faith in it. I just got to go.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go with no money.
But there is an opportunity coming in July for you, like I said. So you can hop on that train and just go and understand that your financial needs, you know, will come to you in whatever grounds they need to. As long as you show the universe you're willing to do the leap, it will come.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay. But I think by the wintertime, you're not going to have a choice but to go.
Yeah. That makes sense. Too much
okay. Okay, perfect.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're
Do
so
you
welcome.
I'm sorry. Can I ask one more thing?
No, we try to limit it to one question per caller.
All right.
But take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thanks for your call there, Tivana. And again, we're here with Kendra Walbaum, and you can reach her for private sessions at her website and Facebook link. Go on over there and check that out. Join the Facebook, and let's go to our next caller here. You still have time to call in, 347-884-8245. Once you call in, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Coming up at the top of the hour will be Oceana Enlightened Spirit. You can get a direct psychic medium with her. Let's go next out to Missouri, area code 314. Can we get your first name, please?
Yeah, my name is Jerome.
Jerome?
Hello? Yeah, my name is Jerome.
How can I help you today, Jerome?
Thank you, Catherine. I was just calling in. In my community, I'm from St. Louis. I'm from a predominantly black area. It seems
okay.
like the spirituality we get is purely in, you know, those stupid, signs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they believe that, like, the month you were born in predetermines things, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're talking about astrology and...
Yeah. I was just wondering if you had any ways for the black community to get involved in this, you know what I'm saying? Like the real stuff.
Well, I mean, you just have to do it. You can pop in and do the reading. You can find a mentor. Go online. There's a lot of groups you can join online.
This is all fake. People aren't talking to spirits.
That is what you would call a troll.
Very interesting. Thanks for calling, Jerome.
You get those from time to time. It's rare, but like I've always said, trolls are always guys. Bonnie, my producer, who says that's amazing. There's another example. Always guys.
It is always
okay.
guys.
It is. It is. That's why I tense up a little bit and get my finger ready when a guy calls in, unless I know him. but anyway, let's get some serious calls in. And 860, welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Michael. It's Lisa. And he had to stay on hold to wait to do that, too?
Yep.
He's got nothing else going on.
Well, maybe somebody needs life.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm used to it. It's not really a big deal. It's whatever.
Right.
I mean, if that's what you want to do with your Sunday afternoon, all the power to you, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yep, I agree.
How can I help you, Lisa?
I've been going through lots of difficulties, and I'm wondering if there's a message for me about an end to it or help.
Okay.
Help for it or answers. I don't know. Anything.
Let's see.
So grateful. Thank you.
Okay, so what they're talking about is that there is an opportunity to start fresh coming here shortly for you. What you're going through right now is actually building courage inside of yourself, okay? So basically the trial is building courage. What you need to do is step into the future. I think you fear too much of what's on the other side. Does that make sense?
I have a great deal of fear. I don't know about what's on the other side part, but definitely I'm full of fear.
Right. And it's actually, the fear is actually causing a lot of turmoil that doesn't need to be there. So the next thing is this is launching you into your journey. So have you ever heard, I mean, we've all heard it, but, sometimes when things are falling apart, things are actually falling into place.
I have heard that.
Okay. And that's how it's showing up for me in your case. The next thing that they're talking about is you're having a trust issue with listening to your intuition about this situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I was talking today about how I can't find a time when I did the right thing. I always seem to make the wrong choice, no matter how much I think about it.
But that's your problem. You're thinking too much. If you lead with your brain, you're always going to lead with ego, which is always going to bring disappointment, okay? So sometimes you have to let your heart step forward and dismiss your ego in order to make that happen. In between the winter time and the springtime is when you're going to start fresh. So right now is a really big growth phase. I would say that you are actually going through basically what we like to call in the spiritual world is dark night of soul. Have you heard that term?
Dark night of the soul for like 3 years. How long is this?
You want to know how long I went through mine? 5. So,
oh, goodness.
So if your new start is coming in January, I'm very jealous. So, you know, the best thing, Lisa, that I can tell you to do for yourself at this point in time is really, really take a check into who you're hanging around and building that support group for you. Okay, have you read Gabrielle Bernstein's book, The Universe Has Your Back?
No, I have not.
Okay, that's your project in the next 48 hours is to go get that book. Spend the $15 and buy the book. Don't get the Kindle version. I want you to get the paperback.
Oh, no, I like paper. Thank you.
Okay, and I promise you it'll be the best recommended book you've ever been recommended to read, and I promise you'll read it a second time and probably a third time, and you might even highlight stuff in it to be able to pull it out and look at it again.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
But
it's
going to be okay. You're making it. Like, there's no warnings here. There's nothing. You just need to push through this and believe that, you know, you're coming out on the other side okay.
Okie dokie.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I just have to tell you, with being a natural energy healer, you feel really heavy. So I need you to get that book so you can start transforming that fear into faith, because it's heavy. So you might feel tired for the next day or so, and then you'll probably get a sense of relief just because I've sent you some distance healing. So, okay?
Oh, I needed that so bad. Thank you so, so much. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Have a great day.
God bless you both.
Okay, blessings. Take care, Lisa. Alrighty, good to hear from you. And alrighty. Okay, looks like looks like we got through all the calls. But Kendra, before we wrap up here, why don't you please give the contact information one more time to the folks out there?
So you can find me on Facebook at Surprise Your Spirit. You can also find me at www.surpriseyourspirit.com. You can find me on YouTube, and you can email me at Kendra at Surprise Your Spirit. And you can find me here every second Sunday with Michael as well.
Okay, all the options that you need right here listed for you and also on the show page. So, okay, well, we're going to wrap it there. And Kendra, you have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you back in 2 weeks.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, that's Kendra Wallbaum to the show, folks. We're going to be back here at the top of the hour in just a few minutes, and we'll be joined with Oceana and the 24 enlightened beings. We'll be taking your phone calls. Even if you called in this hour, you can call back in. And the Divine Medium is coming on tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 Central. Christina Watts will be taking your calls. So, a lot of great shows still coming your way. So everybody here, this is going to end, but you can redial here to get set up for the next show here on the once we end this now. So everybody redial. We'll see you at the top of the hour in a few minutes. Thank you.